Welcome, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to your local radio station for The Good Stuff. We appreciate all of the 17 radio stations that carry The Good Stuff program. And we also want to say thanks to Ron and the crew at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo for using us to get the word out there about the annual event. And, of course, they'll be back next year. So be sure to watch for new, bigger, better things at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo in 2027.
Let's pause for a moment. Give you a chance to find out about Tri-State Livestock News. They deliver comprehensive agriculture coverage, and folks, they have been doing it for decades. They are the expert in the field. They're unmatched journalists and experts working tirelessly to ensure you're receiving accurate, timely information. It's a publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Make sure you check it out. Tri-State Livestock News.
So I have something that Jim Thompson sent a while back.
Well, how creative of him.
This has been a few years ago, so you can adjust for inflation on this. But Phil Mickelson, who is a professional golfer, is only going to keep about 37% of a recent golf win in Arizona. So the rough estimate of where most of a $1.1 million purse goes to.
Okay.
Well, 40% goes to the federal government, $446,000. New changes to federal tax law affect Mickelson not only with a new tax on top of the rate, but also a possible reduction in federal itemized deductions. If the Fed takes roughly 40%, that would amount to about $446,000. Well, 13% goes to the state of California, where he lives, $93,000. The state will give Mickelson a credit for taxes paid to other jurisdictions, which means it will bill him about 13.3%, $148,000, less Arizona's share of $55,000, which would come out to be about $93,000. So 10% goes to Jim McKay. That's $111,000. That's his caddy. Okay, so that's just a customary 10% of your winnings goes to your caddy. Now,
that's
obviously,
fair.
Mr. McKay is probably also on some type of a salary on that as well. Now, 5% to Arizona, $55,000, as with any professional athlete. Mickelson first pays source income tax to the state in which the competition was held. Arizona's top-tier state income tax sets Mickelson back roughly 5%. So out of a $1.1 million, he's going to get about 37% of that. So $400,000, somewhere in that range, I guess, of the total take, I guess.
That's actually very interesting.
Interesting. I thought it was interesting. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, very interesting. Oh, here's something from the old days. Back in the old days, we didn't have urgent care. We had Mercurochrome and a Band-Aid and a mother who said, you'll live. And you did.
It's a long ways from your heart.
That's right.
Usually.
Oh, my gosh. At the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, they celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. You can learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org, an exciting place to visit as well. So, Mike, my life coach just informed me that I didn't make the team.
That's not good.
I was a little nervous about that. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, what hair color do they put on driver's licenses of bald men?
Whatever was there, I guess.
I guess. I
think
you're probably right.
None?
Well, they probably have had their driver's license long enough. It was when they still had hair, it was listed. So, is it true that you never really learned to swear until you learned to drive?
Are there some other things out there that can teach you to
teach
swear.
You that. And if a cow laughed, would milk come out of her nose?
I don't know.
Oh, these are just silly.
I don't think so, but
Whatever happened to preparation A through G?
Well, I don't know. I wonder if those were, you ever wonder if it was the H for what it stands for, or was it just the A through G didn't work?
Yeah.
And so this was
exactly.
Their next formula?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It makes you wonder. And this I saw, it was, I thought, very interesting. Grief comes in three stages. I think most people will agree.
Grease?
Grief.
Oh, grief.
Grief.
Okay,
like
I see.
Sadness.
Grease, like bacon grease.
Yeah, no. Grief comes in three stages, the beginning, the middle, and the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. That's a somber note.
I know. But it's true, I think.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for more of The Good Stuff.